Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari
Jai Om Vishnu Pat Paramahansa Haribhadra Kacharya Asto Dharata Sri Sri Mad Shri Isi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON VIVIDHI FOUNDER CHARGES DIVINE GRACE SHRILA PRABHUPADA KI JAI JAI OM VISHNU PAD PARAMAHANSA PARIVADJA GACHARJA ASTO TARASTI SRIMADA DIVINE GRACE SHRILA BHAKTI SANTAMAR SHRILA PRABHUPADA GRANTA RASHIMAD BHAGVATAM KI JAI SI HARIYAM SANKIRTAN KI JAI GAUDA PRAMANANDI ALL GLORIES TO THE SUM OF DEVOTES ALL GLORIES TO THE SUM OF DEVOTES ALL GLORIES TO THE SUM OF DEVOTES ALL GLORIES TO SIGURU AND GAURANG Nama Om Vishnu Vadaya Krishna Prasthavadale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Riti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvisesa Shunyavari Pastatari Satarine Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Third Canto, Chapter 20, entitled Conversation Between Maitreya and Vidura. Text 22. Devata Prabhaya Yaya Divyan Pramukato Srijat Te Aharshur Devayanto Vrishtam Tam Prabham Aha Devata Prabhaya Yaya Devata Prabhaya Yaya Divyan Pramukato Srijat Divyan Pramukato Srijat Te Aharshu Devayanto Te aharshur devayanto Visrishtam tam prabhangaha Visrishtam tam prabhangaha Devata prabhayayaya Divyan pramukato srijat Te aharshur devayanto Visrishtam tam prabhangaha
Yeah.
Divyan Pramukato Srijat Deyaharchu Devayanto Vishrishtam Tam Prabhangaha Devata Prabhavayaya Divyan Pramukato Srijat Shishtam Prabhavam Maha Devata Prabhavayaya Ladies, Devata, the demigods, Prabhaya, with the glory of light, Yaya, those who, Divyan, shining, Pramukata, chiefly, Asrijat, created, Te, they. Aharshu took possession of Devayanta, being active. Visrishtam, separated. Tam, that. Prabham, effulgent form. Aha, daytime. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Śrīla Śrī Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupāda ki jai. Translation, He then created the chief demigods who were shining with the glory of goodness. He dropped before them the effulgent form of daytime, and the demigods sportingly took possession of it. Please repeat. He then created the chief demigods who were shining with the glory of goodness. He dropped before them the effulgent form of daytime, and the demigods sportingly took possession of it. Purport. I can't do what Bhakti Mark the Swami did with the charades, so I'll just have to read the purport. I loved it, by the way. I thought it was very creative and involving. I spoke to him about that, and he told me, yeah, I do that in Mayapur too. So you can imagine, in Mayapur, there's hundreds of people sitting there, and he's doing charades through the purport. Incredible. Purport. Demons were born from the creation of night. Huh? Excuse me? Purport, yeah. I did the translation already. Purport. demons were born from the creation of night, and the demigods were born from the creation of day. In other words, demons like the yakshas and rakshasas are born of the quality of ignorance, and demigods are born of the quality of goodness. Om Jnanatimidam Dasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Mukham Guru Divachalam Panglangalagayukirim Tadgudham Ammande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Maharavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. So Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita in the 14th chapter states, Aprakasha pavrittim cha pramado moha eva cha. He states that when there is an increase in ignorance, darkness, madness, illusion are manifested. And this is a good indicator of the influence of the age of Kali, where people are very much involved in ignorant activities, very much involved in all sorts of madness and illusion, and particularly at night, as we were hearing the other day, that in the evening, in the nighttime, under the cover of darkness, so many crazy things happen. And we have practical experience living in a big city that when nightfall comes, all sorts of characters, they come out. They walk the streets, and the police are very active. More so than the day. Of course, in the daytime, we see that as well. But that is their madness, as Krishna explains in this verse. Due to their madness, they're engaged in all sorts of unmentionable activities, even having, as Prabhupada pointed out earlier, love feasts. We also have love feasts, but ours is different, where we honor Krishna Prasad. We don't eat our relatives. But this darkness of night is very instructive, because it also implies ignorance. And in ignorance, as Krishna explains in this verse, there are no regulative principles, and people act whimsically for no purpose. And again, we can see that in our everyday experiences, that due to ignorance or madness or some deluded idea, one may act whimsically for no purpose, for no reason at all. At the slightest provocation, they may do something which is so harmful, not only to themselves but to others. I was reading one article about one father and son who got into an argument, and the father shot the son. Turns out, in their intoxicated state, in their intoxicated condition, they were fighting over just some change. And this is the madness and unfortunate condition in the present age that due to madness, people are acting in whimsical ways for no purpose. They may just do anything for no purpose at all, just to create some havoc. What to speak of regulative principles, right? There's no restriction, as the Vedic literatures tell us. Ahara nidra bhaya maitunang cha samanam eka pashubirat naranam. That in the age of Kali, in this dark age, there's no restriction. You can do as you like. Not knowing that the special property of the human form of life is to be engaged in spiritual activity. The human form is specifically meant, it's the special property of the human form to be engaged in a spiritual work, spiritual life. But under the darkness of ignorance, people are engaged in so many terrible works. Therefore, the Vedic literature say, Tamasi ma jyotirgama. Get out of that dark condition, that dark ignorant condition, as Prabhupada points out here. Darkness is simile to ignorance. That in darkness, we don't know who we are and what is our work. Therefore, the Vedic literatures tell us, Tamasima Jyotirgama. Get out of this dark condition, this ignorant condition, and come to the light of spiritual knowledge, spiritual awareness, right? Krishnesa Dhamma Pagate Dharma Gyanara Pihi Saha. Kalona Stadi Samesha Puranarka Dhanonita. Specifically, the persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance, and the age, and the present age where it's a very dark period, and consequently, in that darkness, people are engaged in so many unmentionable works, so many unmentionable activities. Again, under the cover of night, people are emboldened. The mad person is emboldened to do so many different things, more so than in the light of day. And in that dark condition, they're engaged in so many unmentionable activities. And as Prabhupada points out here, that as the demons are born from the creation of night, the demigods, or the godly persons, are associated with the creation of day. And this is even there in Jyotish, in which is described that the enemy of light is Saturn. It's very interesting. Of course, we don't put so much credibility to astrology, although there is a use for it. It can be beneficial in that it teaches the characteristics of a person, or may give some certain time frame. There's a I was speaking with one very nice person in Hoshiarpur, and Hoshiarpur is a short distance from Delhi, if anyone's ever been there, and it's very well known for Bhrigu Shastri readings, or reading of Bhrigu Sanghita, And there was one Shastri there whose father did a reading for Srila Prabhupada. I went to her ashram, and her father, and she took me to the place, it's confirmed by others, to this room where Srila Prabhupada sat, and her father did a Bhrigu reading for Srila Prabhupada. This was in 65, just before Srila Prabhupada had come to the West. And in this reading, he read that you should go to the West. And on the instruction of his guru, of course, you should go to the West and engage in your preaching activities, and they'll be very successful. And Srila Prabhupada stood up and said, Hari Bol. She was there when her father did this reading. So we do put some value to it, certainly. So but we can also understand Srila Prabhupada's comments that one's future can be changed simply by clapping the hands in front of the deities. Dancing and clapping before the deities, one's future is totally adjusted, changed, can be restarted, you could say. So, but it's interesting to note that this planet, which is called the Greater Malefic, is the enemy of light. And signifies restrictions, and it's a great adversary of the sun and the moon, which we understand are givers of life by their light and their heat. So this planet's function, its primary function, is to is to signify painful themes. For instance, pain or deceit or malice, and ultimately, of course, death. And when one is under the influence of this mode of ignorance, this mode of darkness, we can see it practically, that people are engaged in very deceitful activities. They're engaged in very malicious activities, as will be revealed when we, as was revealed actually by the fight with Hiranyaksha. It was foretold that these two sons would be of this kind of character. So it's associated here, as Prabhupada points out, with the creation of night and demons. The yakshas and rakshasas are born of that quality of ignorance and associated with that darkness. And this influence that is coming by that planet, who's also described as the falsifer, meaning that it gives one impression that you can enjoy in this world, but the reality is that it all will be taken away. Therefore, he's compared also to the Grim Reaper, pictured with a sickle, meaning that his intent is to ultimately inflict the influence of time, and meaning death. So, but it's also signifying restrictions. And we can see that practically in the world, that by the influence of time, we're restricted in this body. We're restricted by the skin, right? The internal body is restricted by the skin, and the external is restricted by the influence of time, where we ultimately have to leave this body. So, and all of that is associated with this ignorant factor, this tamagun, this darkness. But there is a lighter side to all of that, and that is that by the light of Krishna consciousness, by the light of transcendental knowledge, Krishna Sadama Pagate Dharma Genarapi Saha, the Vedic knowledge is meant to give light and some direction in this dark age where we are so heavily influenced by the dense darkness of ignorance. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodado, they've kindly appeared in the horizon of Gauda, like the sun and the moon. They're enemies of this, of darkness. The sun and the moon, they're enemies of this darkness of Saturn. And they're meant to give light in this dense darkness, dark age of Kali Yuga. And they're bestowing benedictions upon all. The process of Krishna consciousness is so powerful that no matter what your condition may be, you may be in the deepest, darkest regions of ignorance and darkness of materialistic activities. But the process of Krishna consciousness is so nice. The mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda are so merciful that they're lighting up this dark world that we're now surrounded by. And this is associated with the daytime, as Prabhupada points out here. The demigods sportingly took... The demigods are born of the quality of goodness. And that, again, is associated with daytime. So, it's important to note that despite all of this darkness that we're surrounded by in this age of Kali, where people are engaged in so many unmentionable activities and harmful activities, that we can get free of it simply by the process of chanting and dancing and clapping before the deities. So, that's all I have to say. Any comments or questions? Your turn. It's not working, but I can repeat it. Oh, it's working.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. It's not coming over the speaker. Oh, now
yes.
It is. Okay. Thank you for the class. It's very nice. This point of like demigods and demons has me thinking how these positions are quite temporary. We know demigods, you know, we're in the material world, so these positions are temporary. Demigods become demons. Demons become demigods. But we also know that the demigods, they're engaged in, you know, in service to the Lord. You know, they have some duty in that regard. So how is it that, you know, demigods are becoming demons, and demons are becoming demigods. What are the factors behind this?
They're still conditioned souls. So as a conditioned soul, one becomes forgetful, and sometimes you make some mistake. But they're quickly rectified. It's not like some demoniac person who's engaged in terrible activities life after life. They're repeatedly thrown into demoniac forms. But for the demigods, it's different. They're given a temporary condition. In most cases, they're freed of that activity by the mercy of a very wonderful devotee or the Lord Himself, right? We've seen how sometimes someone may take an animal form, but they're relieved of that condition by the mercy of Krishna, like Gajendra. He unfortunately engaged in some kind of nonsense, and he had to take on an animal form, but he was freed by the mercy of Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, who came and rescued him. So, in the situation of devotees is much different. Demigods is much different than the repeated suffering conditions of demoniac persons. So their situation is greatly minimized. That would be my answer. Does anyone else have a comment on that?
In the Bhagavad Gita, there's a verse that says that helps to understand this too. Purusha prakritisto hi bhunte prakriti jangunam. The living entity in this conditioned world, you know, meets evil and good. So according to that, it's the kind of a mentality that you acquire. You can be a demigod, you can be a demon. It's your choice. So that's spoken by Krishna. Just for all of us also to be careful, because, you know, we're having a wonderful process of devotional service here, but at one moment we've seen sometimes devotees join and suddenly, for whatever reason, they get the wrong association and they go back to evil, you know, environment.
Yeah.
And they acquire that consciousness and they, you know, they had a choice, but then they misuse it.
Any other comments? Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.